The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hey, thanks so much for being with me and coming on back. So I know that we go, hopefully all of us go, at least maybe once a year, and if you're doing pretty good, maybe twice a year, and get some blood work done. Just, I think it's important to understand, hey, what's going on? I'll give you an example. I had a patient I was working with, and I do work with folks long distance only if it's in their best interest, meaning that they've got another person on their team that's local that can facilitate any physical examinations if needed, and certainly if we can facilitate labs. So we were working on her thyroid. She came to me, she had heard me on a webinar and thought, you know, I think that we could talk through this thyroid thing comprehensively. I'm like, okay. So I made sure that it was going to be in her best interest, and guess what? It was. So she had a lab where she could actually facilitate her own labs. And I said, I want to see this, that, and the other thing. Things that she hadn't already done. And I have to tell you, we got these sort of basic labs plus some more specific things that I wanted to see done. And I got an urgent call from the lab. And she hadn't had labs drawn in quite a while. Well, she actually had leukemia, and she didn't know it. And I saw her labs. I knew exactly what was going on, and I got her to see somebody locally, a hematologist, oncologist, straight away. And so that's why it's important, even if you're feeling good, even if you're doing well, just to kind of make sure that you get that inside, these inside levels. Just, hey, check out, see what you're doing. Now, remember, they're reference range labs, so take that into consideration. We can't treat lab tests. We've got to treat people. But here, I want to go through some things. And this is actually, I'm extrapolating this from the lovely Dr. Joseph Mercola and his site. Because I think it was, I came across the article and I thought it was brilliant. So one of them that sometimes isn't drawn is fasting insulin, okay? Fasting insulin level reflects how healthy your blood glucose levels are over time. Now, I know that there's regular blood glucose that's run, usually, but this is definitely something that is important because it goes deeper. Insulin helps sugar move from the blood into your cells where it can be used and stored. This is the most important thing. And so chronic elevated blood glucose levels leads to this thing that we called insulin resistance. It's kind of like if you have a bratty little sister who is, fussing with you all the time and running after you, and you just become resistant to her most of all. It's like she's like a gnat, not even there. And that's exactly what our cells do when we eat a lot of sugar, insulin is released over and over again. The cell's like, whatever, I'm not even going to pay attention to you anymore, okay? So fasting insulin, that is definitely something I want you to write down and take note when you're getting that blood work done. Also, now I know that people do sort of fasting lipid panels, okay? So you'll get cholesterol, HDL, LDL. Now we know of LDL as our bad cholesterol. Well, guess what? I don't think there's any bad cholesterol. It's kind of like bad fats. There's no bad fats. It's just that omega-3s have to be in balance and also in appropriate ratios with omega-6s and the other fats, omega-7s, 9s, etc. And so same thing when it comes to LDL and HDL. However, one of the values that I think is really important is your HDL to cholesterol ratio. And sometimes some labs don't really tease that out, okay? So your high density lipoproteins, that's the HDL part, to your total cholesterol percentage is a very, very good predictor of heart disease, okay? So you basically just divide your HDL number by your total cholesterol. And ideally, this number should exceed 24%. Below 10% predicts an increased risk for cardiovascular disease along the way. So that is definitely, definitely very important. Also, take a look at your triglyceride to HDL ratio. Triglyceride, you think tri is three, glycerol is sugar, and that, so it's basically a triglyceride is three sugar molecules on a fatty acid backbone. And I got to tell you, anytime that I see triglycerides elevated, I always go to somebody's diet. There always is a potential genetic predisposition, but we can fuss that up. But we can also get those down in an appropriate ratio, certainly by changing somebody's diet. What we always talk about. Okay, so the other value that I think is important, so does Dr. Mercola, is percentage of body fat, okay? Yes, have you ever seen those people that are skinny fat, meaning they're thin, and I call it FAS, a far away syndrome. You can see that they're thin from far away, but when you get up close, actually there's a little bit more body fat. And I think that this is extremely important for somebody to know, okay? There are now bathroom scales that use technology that you can actually understand what your percentage body fat is. You can actually get this done from a body composition testing. Calipers are used, perhaps from somebody who you can find at the gym, and or the best way is to go get dunked in a tank. Yes. And there are mobile units that do that thing all over the place now. Okay. So what we like to see as far as, I would say, acceptable women, we're looking at 25 to 31%. Men, we're looking at 18 to 24. That's acceptable. Obesity, pretty much women, anything over 32. And I've seen thin people over 32% body fat. I have. And men, anything over 25%. Fitness, and then into athletes, those numbers are going to drop a little bit. Now, I run this little puppy all the time, and I don't see it being run from the standard blood work that conventional Western docs do, but it's a ferritin. Ferritin is a level that is pretty much indicative of stored iron. But one of the things that women have been presenting lately to my practice with is their hair thinning, their hair falling out. So we do a full thyroid workup because that's the first thing you want to think about. But ferritin, actually, and fatigue. And quite honestly, if you look at the range that ferritin, it goes anywhere from like 10 to 350. That's a large range. So we're looking for optimal, okay? So I would say that the ideal serum ferritin level is anywhere between, I like to see it between 60 and 80, quite honestly. Dr. McCullough mentioned something a little bit lower, but I've noticed that when I can increase serum ferritin, and you do that through absorbable iron, so a gentle form of iron, kind of being like a bisglycinate form, and then taking that with vitamin C always helps absorption. So ferritin. Also, waist size, okay? Yep, it's that belly fat. There is scientific evidence that BMI, that's your body mass index, is a very flawed measurement, okay, when it comes to predicting risk from dying of heart disease. But your waist size provides far more accurate benchmark for this prediction. So you can just see the circumference, okay? Men, 37 to 40 inches is overweight, and greater than 40 is obese. Women, 31 to 34 is overweight, and greater than 34.6 is overweight. This is where we need to get this fat, this visceral fat, this belly fat down, okay? It's a type of fat that's strongly linked to heart disease, chronic diseases, type 2 diabetes, you name it. All right, number six, uric acid levels, okay? Now, you may already know that elevated uric acid levels causes gout, but did you know that uric acid can be also a marker for fructose toxicity? Okay, fructose, yes, fructose, when overconsumed, is very taxing to your body's metabolic process. So please get your uric acid level and look at it. And then also fructose, we need to work on that diet once again. So we're looking at, ideally, your uric acid level probably 4 milligrams per deciliter for men and 3.5 for women. Number seven, vitamin D levels, please. I think there are so many controversies around vitamin D that we've lost track of the real story, which is your vitamin D, 25 hydroxy, okay? That's 25 OHD, has got to be in optimal levels. I see people come in and they're like one click above rickets, and their doctors are like, oh, you're fine, you're within normal limits. No, 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 no. Cancer deaths, colds and flus, vitamin D, optimal 50 to 70, okay? To treat cancer and heart disease, 70 to 100. So 25 is not gonna cut it, all right? So that's it. That's the seven, vitamin D, uric acid levels. We need the waist size. We're also looking for serum ferritin. Ferritin, that's F-E-R-R-I-T-I-N, percentage body fat. I also want to know cholesterol HDL ratio, and as well as your triglyceride HDL ratio, and fasting insulin level would be awesome, okay? So you are now armed with this power, this information. You can advocate for yourself when you go to your doctor and say, hey, I would also like to see these things. All right. So you hire your doctors and they work for you. You just remember that. All right. Because we're just trying to knock you alive here on Mindful Medicine. I'm Dr. Holly Lucille. Please stay tuned. We're going to be right back.